I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The start of the Beijing Olympics is just 4 days away. Many Chinese appear to be genuinely excited about the Games, and the government has spared no expense in preparing for a successful event. But security remains a concern, and an attack in northwestern China today did nothing to alleviate those concerns. State media say 16 policemen were killed in the city of Kashgar. The BBC's Dan Griffiths is in Beijing. He says the timing of the attack is unsettling, but he adds that it occurred way out in Shenzhen, which is about as far from Beijing as you can get and still be in China.
This region of Xinjiang is very, very different from many other parts of China. It's home to large deserts and mountain ranges, and the people, 7 to 8 million of those people there are Muslim. They are from the Uyghur ethnic minority, and in many ways they share a culture and a religion that is much closer to other countries and other peoples in Central Asia. The ethnic Uyghur community, some of them do resent Chinese rule, and there have been tensions between the Uyghur community and the Chinese community over in recent years.
Okay, so this incident in particular, what do we know right now about what happened along that border?
Well, as you were saying, all we know so far is what's coming in from Chinese state news agency Xinhua. It is reporting that this morning, local time, two attackers driving a lorry drove at a group of police officers who were out doing their morning fitness exercises. The two attackers are then thought to have jumped from the vehicle, thrown grenades which exploded, and also attacked the police officers with knives as well. The Chinese authorities are calling this a terrorist attack.
When we think of terrorist attacks, especially by Muslim extremists in that part of the world, it's right along the border of Afghanistan and Pakistan, we often think of links to al-Qaeda. Is there any kind of link in that area?
Interestingly enough, on the state-run news agency, there were suggestions made that this attack might have links to a group known as the East Turkestan Islamic Movement. And now in the past, the authorities have said that movement has been behind other attacks in Xinjiang on police stations and other government posts. But when you actually press the authorities for hard evidence, they really don't come up with a lot. So I think everyone will be watching this time to see what evidence the authorities actually come up with.
Since it's so difficult to get information, Dan, when you hear reports from the state-run media in China, which I imagine we'll be hearing a lot more of throughout the Olympic Games, how trustworthy do you find the state media reporting?
It's very difficult when you're talking about regions like Xinjiang, very remote, far away from Beijing, to pin down accurate information about what has exactly happened. And I think that is one of the challenges in reporting China at the moment, that in these more remote areas, accurate information is very hard to come by.
That's the BBC's Dan Griffiths in Beijing.